you stay safe, healthy, and continue to enjoy this amazing city we call home.
Thank you.
So I've always said that's got to be probably the best looking couple in town. Andrea and JJ Ballesteros.
Very difficult to disagree with you there.
Yeah, that's a good looking couple. And but here's the deal. By the way, 8:30, halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. I am delighted to be joined by Paula Hornbuckle Arnold. Red Carpet Paula, we're calling you this
red
morning.
Red Carpet Paula. Yeah. Ed and I were texting last night during the show, and we both said, hey, we need to do a wrap up in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm sitting here.
Well, and I find it that it's the first time in about a dozen years that I've watched it through the entire program and liked the entire show. It was great.
We talked about that too. I think the last 4 years I shut it off halfway through. I was bored. A host wasn't that great.
Right.
Music was wah, wah.
Right.
I mean, it was so exciting. I did the same. I can't believe I watched 4 hours last night. Can't believe
it. And it went by fast.
It flew by fast.
All of the artists were spot on target. I think our first text back and forth was when Brandi Carlile was performing, right?
Yes. I said, Ed, why don't I know who Brandi Carlile is? Right. And you said, I had just started playing her. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
I
will listen to her music. Loved her.
So we have, in my personal stash, I've got about 3 or 4 Brandi Carlile selections that I've played over the last, probably 8 to 10 months or so. And I think we may have her here in the system. There may be a Brandi Carlile song in the system, but worthy of more plays, worthy of more attention, worthy
absolutely
of note.
Absolutely. And didn't she get best rock album? I believe she won best rock album
last
night.
I've got it right here. Where is she? She won something.
Yeah,
she
did it was win best something. Rock
yeah
album.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So the let's talk about something that shocked me. And I don't know that it shocked you. Madonna. Madonna seemed almost unrecognizable to me yesterday.
I would agree with you. It was just a little odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, while I loved the entirety of the Grammys,
right,
I was a little confused by that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And she's not a great speech giver. And she came off, and I know a lot of listeners this morning texted in, she's just a narcissist. That wasn't the case. I don't think so. I think she's just horrible at honoring others and horrible at speech giving.
Because it's not about her?
Maybe there's a little narcissism there, maybe. Who knows? But yeah, so a lot of people thought that. A lot of the listeners had been chiming in.
I thought the same thing. And look, I will tell you in all honesty, I've never been a huge super Madonna fan. I've liked her music in the past.
Right.
But seeing her in concert was probably one of the best concerts I'd ever seen. Oh. And that surprised me because I didn't expect it.
And when was this?
Probably 12 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
some time ago.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had a love affair with Madonna when she first came out, when she first busted out on the scene.
Well, who didn't?
I was spinning records in Las Vegas, and I, A, loved her music.
Yes.
And then, B, just fell in love with her.
And who wasn't a material girl?
Right, exactly. but throughout the course of her career, and now, recently, I've kind of waned a little bit, but I still love her early stuff. And
I don't disagree with you. I mean, I'm not a super fan, right, but one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think of Lizzo last night?
Lizzo was on fire.
I love Lizzo.
On fire.
Yeah.
That mashup between that song Special and About Damn Time was amazing.
I love her. There's everything right.
Yeah.
About Lizzo. Everything you look over at Lizzo and
she's
everything's
humble.
Right about her. Yes.
She's beautiful. She's she recognizes that not everybody is the same. Right. Everything good about Lizzo.
There's something so refreshing about self-awareness.
Yeah.
And what she did was honor those in the room. She honored everyone else in the room first, and she was, you used the right word, humble. I absolutely love her. And she's super amazing.
Super amazing. And I don't know if you saw her red carpet look, Ed, before she changed into her.
I did not see the red carpet.
The red carpet look was amazing. It was a Dolce & Gabbana, and it had an over cape that was stitched with thousands of flowers, and her fingernails had the same flowers on them. It was stunning.
Okay.
Stunning.
Yeah, I'm less of a red carpet watcher.
I watched it all.
So on the red carpet, I did notice a photograph of Shania Twain on the red carpet. Tell me your thoughts on Shania.
I thought it was sad. I didn't love Shania Twain's look. I thought it felt desperate.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Elaborate on that a little bit, because it was a large, like, polka dot
cartoonish.
Type, cartoonish. Okay.
The Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter, and even her in studio outfit when she changed, because everybody comes down the red carpet with something that they're not wearing while they're sitting in their seat.
Right.
It's the presentation on the red carpet, and then they sit down. Right.
Because she couldn't have worn that hat.
Could not have worn the hat. Nor could Cardi B have worn that amazing architectural. Right. Outfit that she had on.
Cardi B was killing it.
Kill it. My favorite of the night, Cardi B.
Okay.
Favorite of the night. But I don't know. I just felt with the wig and she just looked desperate. Like she aged herself 10 years right. And she's a beautiful woman.
She is beautiful.
Yes.
She is beautiful. And she's the red wig may, you know, for show. She's a showgirl, but yeah.
I get it.
All right.
Do pretty.
All right.
I mean, just do pretty. Right.
I'll tell you what, though. I wouldn't mind if there was a version for me of that outfit, though. I would do the Mad Hatter, and I would sit front in the movie theaters and bother people.
You wouldn't sit in the front, and you could do that hat.
I think I could get
it. Why don't you do it at Taste of Laguna this year?
I'll look for it. I'll ask Shania if that hat's doing anything during the Taste of Laguna.
Listen, I'm a fan of Shania's. I was not a fan of her look last night on any level.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And did you have a favorite, I've been talking about this all morning, a favorite performance, a live performance?
Oh, well, I have two. Right. Hold on. Let me get my notes here. Right. First of all, I love the 50-year anniversary of hip hop.
That ends everything for me, because that was it for me. The 50-year anniversary and the fact that they were honoring Dr. Dre with the Global Impact Award.
Yes.
It's the first one out of the gate that he so richly deserves.
Yes. And I love that Questlove got all those people together to do this. You know who I thought was missing, though? Maybe Eminem.
Yeah, and they said...
Oh, they did. Well, I must have missed it.
Well, they said, we apologize for... We weren't able to include everyone, but... Yeah.
I just thought for visual, I mean, we saw Salt and Pepper, we saw Run DMC, BC right. Boys, Public right. Enemy, Queen Latifah, also known as Dana Owens, if right. you listen to her other kind of music.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
I happen to listen to Dana Owens' albums, so... Right. I just thought... And I was texting with my daughter last night, who is of that generation, who said that... Where's Eminem? I said, I was thinking the same right, thing.
Right.
So I felt like that was missing. No disrespect.
Right.
The bit was fantastic. What was it, like 14 minutes long?
It was exactly 14.
Yeah.
I queued it up this morning. Yeah, it was 14 exactly.
Loved that. I loved the Stevie, Chris Stapleton, Smokey Robinson.
That was pretty sultry.
Made the hair on my arms stand up. Of course, I'm a Motown girl.
Right.
And you know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was a sweet moment. It really was.
So good.
And Chris Stapleton. Wow. Chops.
Love Chris Stapleton.
Chops, man.
Love me some Tennessee whiskey, too.
Yeah. I was pulling for, and I get half right, half wrong, maybe 60-40 split on who's going to win what. I don't know. But I love the nominees, and I love the fact that the best pop solo performance, the best performance went to Adele, who I adore.
Yeah.
Adele, for me, can do no wrong.
I totally agree with you. When I was on my hike recently, that's all I listened to in my headsets for 4 hours was Adele on repeat. So all of her albums, 19, 25, and 30, the albums just on repeat when I was doing my hikes.
At the house, I can have her on an endless loop and just have my house sounding of Adele.
Yes.
And God, isn't that a great
Do you know what I thought was a surprise to me, and maybe I haven't been following the nominations, was ABBA. I was shocked that they were nominated in so many categories.
Right.
I was not shocked they didn't win.
Right.
Because there just is really, there was such great music out this year. Right. So I wasn't shocked that they didn't win, but I was really surprised at the amount of nominations they received.
Their album Voyage is not a bad album at all. And I was thinking, well, it's going to be an album doing, you know, retro, whatever. And
right.
No, it's real. It's a real album, real new music,
right.
real cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I was delighted to see them there.
Yeah.
I, again, not surprised that they didn't win, only because there was so much good music.
Right.
That's the only reason.
So you brought like 85 pages of notes. You took some serious notes here.
Well, honestly, I started taking notes prior to us even discussing me coming on this morning. I was just so excited about the show.
Right. So my favorite, and I think my the surprise for me, but I'm so glad that she won Best New Artist, was Samara Joy.
Love Samara Joy.
Can't get enough. When you and I exit today, we'll be exiting to some Samara Joy.
Oh, so, yeah,
I absolutely love her. And the best, and we have to give our props to the Best Dance and Electric Recording and Best Dance and Electronic Musical Album and just about everything else was Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Tell me what
Queen
you thought
B.
about. Tell me what you thought of her. A, red carpet, and B, inside.
Didn't love Beyonce's dress. It was a Gucci, I believe. Beyonce does no wrong, generally. For me, I didn't love it.
Okay.
I thought it could have been a little bit more... a spectacular special, especially since I felt like we all knew that she was going to break that record last night.
Right.
It just didn't say enough. She looked stunning. Right. Don't misunderstand. She looks stunning.
But you wanted her to be flashier?
I just felt, and maybe it's because she actually missed the red carpet walk. So maybe she had the flashy dress for the red carpet walk and she missed that. So she, you know, had her seated dress on.
Right.
And I love Beyonce. I mean, I love Beyonce.
Who doesn't?
I wish she would have performed.
I would love to have seen a Beyonce performance last night.
And
And the same with Adele.
Same with Adele. Same with Adele. Love to see Adele perform.
Love to have seen her perform something off the new album. I would love to have heard Easy on Me. And some of the other categories that were covered, the best rap album, by the way, Kendrick Lamar got the best rap album, and I love Kendrick Lamar. Got him popping in the car right now, actually, on the way here. I was listening to Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, you know what? Song of the Year, Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yes.
That surprised me.
Yes, likewise.
And I loved it.
It surprised her, too.
I loved it.
Yes.
I loved her reaction.
Right.
I loved I loved the song.
Right.
And surprised me. I was so delighted when I saw that.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Yeah.
And she's so warm.
Right.
And she was... She's
just been around so long. She's such an institution, and she deserved it. And it wasn't because she's been around so long. It's because she still makes great music.
Yes. Yeah. And I, again, can't get enough Bonnie Raitt in my life, and I'm really delighted for her. The genuine surprise that she won was my heart.
It
really
great.
Warmed my heart last night.
I was like, yes!
and aside from Shania Twain and Desperation and Madonna and Narcissism, any sour spots other than those two?
You know, I didn't find any. I thought Trevor Noah was funny.
I like Trevor Noah.
I thought he kept the show moving. He kept it interesting. I love Sam Smith and Kim Petras.
Yes.
Love
yes.
that.
Yes.
You know, his red carpet look, Versace, not my favorite, but on stage, killed it. You know, and the whole red look on the carpet together as an ensemble worked.
I want to step back for a moment to Bonnie Raitt and the fact that there was another thing that made me proud that she won is that her song is of substance. It's about organ donors, and it's
correct.
It has so much substance to it.
And we have a local organ donor here.
We do.
Heidi Miller.
We do. Hey, Heidi. Heidi listens to the program on a regular basis. So, you can pretty much just wave out the window and Heidi will wave back, I think. And the In Memoriam tribute was better than it had been done in a long time.
I loved that it wasn't one person doing the whole tribute. I think Kacey Musgraves starting it out was beautiful. Right. The Loretta Lynn tribute.
Yeah. Yes.
I loved, you know, first of all, I loved Earth, Wind & Fire. So two, you know, unfortunately we lost two members this past year.
Right.
I loved Mick Fleetwood, and I also loved what he was wearing, but I loved Mick Fleetwood, Sheryl Crow. I thought it was just, the whole thing was touching. It was emotional. It hit the right, not too sad tone, but
it was
the
celebratory
class act.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you people changed our lives. It was amazing. So good.
I agree. And you mentioned Loretta Lynn. They could have done an hour just on Loretta Lynn. They could have done an hour on Jeff Beck, and they could have done an hour on David Crosby.
I did love the Jeff Beck guitar, the way that started, bit started after the Kacey Musgroves. I just, so good.
So
good.
Would you Would you watch it again in another 4 hours?
I recorded it.
So you're going to?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
You're making me proud right now because I did the same thing.
Recorded
and I'm like,
it.
You know what? It's one of those things you can actually have on in the background now. And
fortunately, we got to watch it twice. You know, I mean,
they do
on the West
back.
Coast,
right.
we get to watch it right. twice.
Right.
So I watched it all live and then, I recorded it so that I could watch it again.
Excellent. This has been fun.
Yeah.
This has been fun. Are we forgetting anything before we go?
Somebody just texted me that they may have forgotten Aaron Carter in the memorial. I guess you can't recognize everybody.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
I mean, that was a thank you for that reminder, Mark.
Yeah, thank you very much for that reminder. And they acknowledged a lot of the people.
They did indeed.
A lot of them. And it would have been impossible. It would have taken up the entire program to acknowledge everyone. But yeah. they did a great job. So as you and I roll out of here, let's introduce the audience, if they don't already know, the wonderful Samara Joy.
Oh, let's do it.
All right. Thank you for being in today, Paula.
Thanks,
this was a lot of fun.
Yep.
It's The Mornings with Ed Show.
It's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it and I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out. Feeling just can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing, and the thrill should have been all gone by today in the usual way. But it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream.
With Ed Show. It's just sexy.